up, T? Tell me something.
Mr. Ellis, thank you for holding. I contacted, this is Rosa calling from Emergency Resident Assistance. I contacted a service provider for you, and a text message was sent to you with their details. They will arrive between now and 90 minutes. Okay?
Okay.
And I remember you were talking about something that you had to go to work and maybe you were going to have to leave the vehicle there. And you were like scrambling around the what you wanted to do or not do. I was going to suggest to you, if you want, you can touch bases with the provider. If you really have to go to work, you just leave the vehicle open for them and leave them the keys somewhere, or you could just wait for them, but make contact with them and see where they are at and if they can rush it for you. But if you're going to leave it, if they won't tow it without the keys. And if it's unattended, they need to know. If it's going to be unattended, we have to waive liability and let you know that we are not responsible for any damages caused to the vehicle before we arrive to assist.
Okay, I call that provider.
Okay, make sure you make some arrangements in case you need to leave it. So that way they know about all that, all right?
Okay.
Do you have their number?
Let me see something.
And I didn't mean to cut you off or anything. I was just trying to get secure provided as soon as possible for you. I just wanted to say I'm sorry if it came out a little rude, all right? I did not mean to. Apologize.
Yes, I have a number. I give them a call.
All right. Thank you so much, sir, and have a great day, okay? Bye-bye.